Introduction. Has your honey-do list reached epic proportions? Perhaps you've got a leaky sink, a squeaky floorboard, or damaged roof shingles. Even worse, maybe you have a severely clogged toilet wreaking havoc on your olfactory senses. Before you pick up that phone and call a handyman who will clear out both your toilet and your wallet, consider taking care of these issues yourself. Yes, really. Even if you consider yourself totally incompetent at home repair, rest assured that many common household issues have very simple solutions that can be handled by just about anyone. We will show you how to get started. We've compiled a list of the most common household troubles you are likely to encounter. Whatever is currently stressing you out in your home life, you are bound to find it on this list. We'll go over what to look for to identify common household issues, how to effectively repair them, as well as maintenance tips to keep your house in tip-top shape. To clarify, simple patch-ups are not what we want. While we all want to keep repairs as quick and simple as possible, these methods are also meant to be effective. Cutting corners on home repairs will only result in extra hassle and cost due to additional repairs. Additionally, rushing projects could result in serious injuries. So, let's keep all your limbs intact and do these home repairs right the first time around. The motto to keep in mind is to always focus on quality over speed. Sometimes that will mean spending more time or money on a repair than you might want. Just keep your eyes on the prize and commit yourself to quality work. Our goal is to empower you to reconsider your capabilities. Remember that you are the strongest tool in your toolbox, and you really can do it all on your own. Just imagine how great it will feel to complete a job well done. Bravo! Give yourself a huge pat on the back. The different common home issues have been categorized into five categories, which we will be covering: plumbing, electrical, gas, structural, and appliances. We recommend you skip to the part that has your solution. Each solution has a specific description of the problem, a list of tools you'll need, the steps to take to fix the problem, and how to prevent the problem from recurring. Toolbox. While we're on the topic of tools, let's discuss the necessary tools you will need to have on hand to resolve most household issues. A curved claw hammer, flathead and Phillips head screwdrivers, a tape measure, at least 25 feet, a level, a utility knife, and a putty knife, a nail set, a combination square, pliers, needle-nose pliers, an adjustable crescent wrench, wire stripper, a hex key or Allen key tool, a power drill, electrical extension cords, duct tape, WD-40, a C-clamp, a flashlight, and a ladder or step stool. Most of the issues we listed use at least one of these tools. Any project-specific tools are stated in the solution descriptions. While most of these tools are relatively inexpensive, there are always ways to save a little money. In keeping with our motto, don't skimp on quality here. If you purchase a cheap, poorly made tool, you'll risk having to buy a replacement tool when the current one breaks. Or worse yet, you may put yourself at risk of injury. So when purchasing your tools, remember not to sacrifice quality. Most of the tools you'll need can be found at nationwide chains like the Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart. Of the three, Walmart's prices are usually the lowest, though the cost difference is sometimes very little. You may want to check your local hardware stores for specials on pricing, as sometimes you can save more money at these stores than at one of the big box stores. If you're thinking that some of these tools aren't necessary, we ask you to consider them an investment that will save you money in the long run. Having tools you need at your disposal will cost you much less than repeatedly hiring repairmen. Now that you have the proper tools, let's get to those repairs. Plumbing. Every homeowner's worst nightmare is to have a plumbing crisis on their hands. These are the messiest of household issues, and they require a lightning-quick response before the proverbial stuff hits the fan. Plumbing is essentially the waterworks of a house. It includes all the pipes, sinks, toilets, tubs, showers, hoses, and sprinklers. When tackling a plumbing issue, always take precautions to minimize the mess you will inevitably need to clean up when the project is complete. Use rubber gloves to protect your hands and have plenty of towels handy to clean up water spillage. To start, everyone in the house should know how to shut off the main water valve in case a serious plumbing issue arises. In the event of a leak, backup, or pipe explosion, the water needs to be shut off immediately to minimize damage to the rest of the house. In most homes, the shutoff valve is located on the lowest floor of the house, usually in the kitchen or utility room. If you are unfamiliar with your plumbing system and cannot find the shutoff valve, you'll need to contact the company that installed the system. You might even be able to find product information on the company's website. Another precaution worth mentioning is to always shut off the water to your house when you plan on being gone from your home for more than a day or two. Otherwise, a minor leak can turn into a major problem over the time you are gone. In fact, many homeowners' insurance policies require that you shut off your water when gone for extended periods of time to maintain coverage under your policy. Clogged sink. When perfectly clear, running water from the faucet will flow easily down the drain in the sink, through the pipes, and out of the house. However, debris tends to get stuck and build up over time, causing the sink to drain slowly or not at all. It's easy to imagine how this can happen in the kitchen. Small bits of food finding their way down into your drain each time a dish is rinsed. But what about in the bathroom? The two main culprits here are toothpaste and hair. In fact, if someone in your house has hair like Axl Rose or Cher, this may be a battle you fight on a regular basis. Before you break out the hair clippers and start shaving some heads, let's learn how to fix the problem and prevent it from happening in the future. You'll need a damp cloth or rag, a plunger, a bucket, and an adjustable wrench. To fix. Step 1. Fill the clogged sink halfway with water, if not already full. Block the overflow hole with a damp rag or cloth. Step 2. Cover the sink drain opening with the cup end of the plunger, ensuring that the plunger is full of water. Push down firmly but carefully, then lift slowly, repeating until the blockage clears. When the blockage has cleared, run hot water down the sink drain for several minutes. Unblock the overflow hole. If the blockage has not cleared, locate the P-trap, the U-shaped pipe that connects the vertical pipe coming from the sink to the horizontal pipe that goes into the wall. Place the bucket under the trap to catch any spills. Step 5. Unscrew the trap. If too tightly fixed to unscrew by hand, use slip joint pliers. Step 6. Pull away the trap. It will be full of dirty water, so let it fall into the bucket. Step 7. Empty the trap into the bucket and look for any lost valuables. Clean the trap of any hair or food debris. And step 8. Reassemble the trap, taking care not to over-tighten. Run hot water for several minutes to ensure that the clog has cleared. If the blockage persists, check outside drains. To maintain. Using a sink strainer can reduce the chances of this happening again. You can also use a Zip-It bath and hair snare, which costs only $3, to loosen and remove debris from the drain before it becomes completely clogged. Do this when you notice the water starting to drain slower than it should. Leaky faucet. You turn the faucet off, but notice that it continues to drip anyway. While this might not seem alarming, the fact is that even a minor leak can waste 3 gallons of water a day. In addition to wasting precious resources, you are also throwing your hard-earned money down the drain. To stop the flow, you'll need the following: screwdriver, pliers, adjustable wrench, replacement cartridge or washer, silicone grease, and a heavy cloth, piece of leather, or duct tape if needed. To fix, step 1. First, turn off the water supply. There is usually a valve under the sink or behind the shower assembly. Or you may find a screw slot, which you'll need to turn with a screwdriver until it points across the width of the pipe rather than along its length. If you cannot locate the valve, you'll need to turn off the water supply to the whole house. Once the valve is closed, turn the faucet on and wait until you have cleared any residual water from the pipes. Step 2. Plug the sink in case any small screws or nuts fall out while you're taking the faucet apart. It's a wise idea to put these small items aside somewhere safe so that you can locate them easily when reassembling the faucet. Step 3. Remove the decorative handle cap, often marked hot or cold. Remove screw underneath, then jiggle the handle to remove. A screwdriver or slip joint pliers may be needed to do this. For modern faucets, remove the interior cartridge using pliers. Note, it may be held in place by a lock ring or retaining nut that will need to be removed first using a wrench. Replace with the new cartridge. For older faucets, use a wrench to undo retaining nuts, remove the headgear, and reveal the old washer. Pry out the washer and replace it with a new one. Step 4. Apply silicone grease to the screw threads, then reassemble the faucet in reverse sequence. Step 5. Turn the water supply back on. Check for leaks in reassembled faucets. And step 6. If the problem continues, you may need to replace the faucet. To maintain, your best policy is to keep an eye out for leaks and correct them right away. Hard water buildup. Have you ever heard someone refer to hard water? If the first thought that comes to mind is a giant iceberg, you're way off course. Hard water refers to water that has a high mineral content. The hardness or softness is typically a regional issue as it depends on the source of local drinking water. While it is safe to drink and bathe with hard water, it can cause white crusty formations around areas such as sinks, bathtubs, faucet heads, etc. Over time, it can cause issues with water flow and is aesthetically unpleasing. To remove this unsightly gunk, you'll need a cloth or towel, vinegar, water, a bucket, and a spray bottle. To fix, step 1. Cheap, natural, plain white vinegar is the absolute best tool you can use to combat hard water spots and keep your surfaces gleaming. Prepare a 50-50 mixture of water and white vinegar in a clean spray bottle. Step 2. Liberally spray the vinegar solution on any scummy surface. Vinegar has a pungent smell, but it's completely safe to use on surfaces other than wood. Spray the area thoroughly, making sure you don't miss any spots. Step 3. Wipe the surface with a towel. Light hard water stains should come right off. For tougher stains, pour the vinegar solution into a bowl, soak a rag in the solution, and scrub the surface vigorously. Step 4. Then, buff dry with a clean cloth until completely dry, otherwise the water will leave more spots. Step 5. For faucets and shower heads, periodically remove the aerators and soak them in vinegar. A brush will help to loosen stubborn deposits. To maintain, dry the surfaces after using them to reduce the amount of standing water and lessen the likelihood of a hard water stain occurring. Clogged disposal. Ah, garbage disposals. Anyone who has had one can attest to having a love-hate relationship with this common kitchen contraption. On one hand, it saves you from the drudgery of digging food out of your kitchen sink drain, but on the other hand, it will clog on you, and always at the worst possible time. Let's say you have a counter full of dirty dishes to clean, and you discover the garbage disposal won't spin, or perhaps it isn't making noise at all. This is likely because it is too full or there is something jamming the blades. You will need an Allen wrench and a flashlight. To fix, step 1. All disposals have an overload feature that automatically shuts off the power when the motor becomes overloaded or gets too hot. Once the motor cools, simply push the reset button on the side of or under the unit. Step 2. Try turning it on again. If it hums but doesn't spin, it probably has something stuck inside preventing it from spinning. Step 3. Switch the disposal off, then try working through the clog by manually turning the disposal blades. You can do this using a disposal wrench on the inset at the bottom of the unit. Most disposals come with a self-service wrench, though a 1/4 Allen wrench should suffice. To maintain, refrain from putting coffee grounds, orange peels, and tea bags in the disposal along with anything of a similar consistency. Be extra cautious that no silverware or metal objects fall into the disposal. Broken toilet lever. You settle in and take care of business, only to discover your business isn't going anywhere. Yikes! You push the toilet lever, also known as the flushing lever, and nothing happens. Now what? You've just fallen victim to a case of a broken lever. This means a quick trip to the hardware store to buy a replacement. To complete this fix, you'll need the replacement lever, a sponge or towel, an adjustable wrench, and WD-40. To fix, step 1. Remove the tank lid and set it gently on a towel in an out-of-the-way spot. Porcelain is brittle and will crack easily if not handled carefully. Look for a model name or number printed inside the tank, as well as the brand name on the outside, and write that information down. It will come in handy when you buy a replacement handle. Step 2. Unhook the lift chain. You'll see that the handle is attached to a long arm inside the tank, and the arm is linked to a chain that lifts the flush valve. Note which hole the chain is hooked to. There are usually 3 or more holes on the arm, and then unhook the clasp that holds the chain to the arm. Step 3. Remove the old handle. Use a wrench to remove the nut inside the tank that holds the handle in place. Be careful. Most toilets have nuts with left-handed threads, which means they turn in the reverse direction of a normal nut. If you were to face the nut directly, you'd turn it clockwise to loosen it. Don't force it, because if you turn it hard the wrong way or the wrench slips and slams into the tank wall, you could crack the porcelain. If the nut is rusted in place, give it a shot of lubricant, such as WD-40, and try again. Once you loosen the nut, remove it by hand and slide the arm through the hole. Step 4. Purchase a replacement part called a toilet trip lever. It includes the handle and swing arm and usually costs under $20, though models for high-end toilets can run $50 to $100. Be careful to select the correct part for your specific toilet. The best way to do this is to go to a plumbing supply or home improvement store that sells your toilet brand and ask the store associates for help choosing the right fit. Show them the model number and brand name of your toilet. Bring the old handle to the store with you to help select a matching new one. That way you can compare the old piece to the new products being sold. Step 5. Attach the new handle. Use a soapy scrub sponge to clean any mildew or rust stains off the porcelain around the handle hole. Remove the nut from the new handle and insert the arm into the hole. Slide the nut back over the arm and carefully hand turn it onto the handle base, then firm it up with a crescent wrench. Remember that it's likely a left-handed thread, and be sure you do not over-tighten and crack the porcelain. Step 6. Attach the chain by clipping it to the same hole as on the old arm. Then do some test flushes. You want the flush mechanism to open and close fully. If the chain is too loose, the tank won't drain fully. If too tight, the chain may prevent the flush valve from seating properly, causing it to leak continually. Adjust by switching which hole the chain is clipped to or by adjusting the chain up or down a link or two. Keep testing until the flush works just right. Once you're satisfied, replace the tank lid and you're done. To maintain. Over time, a toilet lever will break down with regular use, so this is just an issue you'll need to be ready to fix when the time comes. Clogged toilet drain. When confronted with a clogged toilet, fight the urge to post an out-of-order sign on the tank and call it a day. Yes, this job is no fun, but as a responsible adult, you must roll up your sleeves, grab your rubber gloves, and dive in. Whether you have a fully clogged drain or the toilet is just draining slower than it should, this solution will show you how to fix any clog. We recommend you start by using a plunger, but if that doesn't work, try a plumbing snake instead. You'll need a plunger or a plumbing snake and gloves. To fix, using the plunger, step 1, place the plunger over the toilet drain. Step 2, plunge gently to expel the air from the bell. Using too much force will blow the water back toward you or all over the bathroom. Step 3. Then plunge forcefully while maintaining the seal. By forcing water in both directions through the drain, you should be able to loosen all but the toughest of clogs. Step 4. Be patient and stick with it, plunging 15 to 20 times if necessary. Try alternating between steady strokes and occasional monster heaves. Step 5. Keep enough water in the bowl so the plunger stays covered. Using the plumbing snake, step 1, if the plunger won't open the drain, or if you can force out the water with the plunger but the toilet still won't flush well, reach for the snake. A drain snake or plumbing snake is a long wire coil with a corkscrew-like tip that you feed into your pipes until it encounters the clog. Step 2, when you reach the clog, spin the snake clockwise so that the tip screws into the clog and either breaks it apart or allows you to pull it out of the toilet. Step 3. Be careful when removing the snake, as there will be debris that comes up with it. To maintain. Avoid flushing large amounts of toilet paper at once and never flush garbage, especially large solid objects. Broken pipe. A broken pipe can be difficult to detect. However, the signs to watch for are unusually low water flow and water dripping and pooling in places that they shouldn't be. If you suspect you have a broken pipe, immediately shut off the water to your house and drain the pipes. Then locate the source and inspect the damage before you proceed. If the leak is minor, you can fix it using a pipe clamp. You'll need a pipe clamp, a rubber or neoprene pad, and a ball peen hammer or a claw hammer. To fix, step 1. Pipe clamps are available which can be used to permanently repair burst pipes. These clamps are simple hinged units sized to fit the pipe. Simply wrap the pipe with a rubber or neoprene synthetic rubber pad, wrap the clamp around the pad, and tighten the screws to secure the clamp. Such clamps are simple to install and work well for emergencies. If the leak is at a fitting, an elbow or T-joint, for example, or if the rupture is very large, you should call in more experienced help. Step 2. Some homes have steel pipes. Unlike copper or plastic pipes, which are fused at the joints, steel pipes are threaded just like nuts and bolts. Pipe clamps are particularly useful for repairing steel pipes which sometimes burst along the seam. Using a ball peen hammer, simply peen the ruptured area down level with the rest of the pipe and install the clamp. To maintain, pipes are far more likely to burst in the winter when temperatures drop and the water in your pipes freezes. To avoid this, make sure your pipes are insulated, especially those closer to the outside of your house. On particularly cold nights, you can also let a few of your faucets drip. That way, the water keeps moving and cannot freeze in your pipes. Stained tub. The bathtub has a tough-to-remove stain that regular soap and water doesn't remove. You'll need, depending on the type of tub, an abrasive powder like Comet or Ajax, a scouring pad, a pumice stone, commercial cleaners, shampoo, trisodium phosphate, dishwashing soap, vinegar, and a sponge. To fix. For porcelain tubs, step 1. Pour some abrasive powder on the stain and add a little bit of water. Step 2. Use a scouring pad, the abrasive side of a kitchen sponge will do, to scrub the area you've applied the powder to. Step 3. You can also make a paste to remove the stain. Add Comet or Ajax and water into a bowl and mix. Let the paste set on the bottom of the tub for 15 to 30 minutes. Follow with a thorough scrubbing. And step 4, for the toughest stains, scrub with a pumice stone. For enamel tubs, step 1, start by using commercial cleaners. Most should be able to remove the stain as long as they don't contain bleach. That is important. Step 2, if that doesn't work, try shampoo. Pour a ring around and on the stain. Let it sit for a few minutes and then rinse off with warm water. Shampoo is designed to cut through human oils, which is likely what is causing the stain. Step 3. For serious stains, apply trisodium phosphates. These should only be used for extreme deposits of dirt, grease, and soap scum. Mix a tablespoon into a gallon of hot water. Make sure you don't combine this with other cleaners. For acrylic tubs, step 1. Of important note, acrylic tubs require more frequent washing than other tubs. Once a week is usually appropriate. Use plain dishwashing liquid with plenty of hot water. Step 2. In the case of hard water stains, use vinegar as previously described within the guideline. Step 3. Be sure to use soft sponges and soft cleaners when cleaning an acrylic tub because they scratch very easily. To maintain. This is a problem that you just need to fix as it arises, though it would behoove you to clean your tub often to prevent buildup. Electrical. Nothing can make your hair stand on end quite like the thought of attempting DIY electrical work. But it absolutely can be done by a novice as long as you take precautions to protect yourself. First, learn the exact specifications of your home's electrical system. Make sure you know where the fuse box or a breaker box is located. Know what voltage runs through your home. Knowing the specifics of your home is critical. Be aware of how your house is wired so that you can address electrical issues easily. Similar to plumbing, the company that installed your system should be the best source to find out the specifics of your electrical system. Captain Obvious would also warn you to never work on your electrical wiring without first shutting off the power. Yes, this may be common sense to most, but in the interest of saving lives, it needs to be said nonetheless. Blown fuse. You discover the power is out in your bedroom, but not in the kitchen. What gives? Were you late with the power bill again and the company decided to send you a warning by shutting off half your power? The more probable cause is that you have a blown fuse. Fuses are designed to protect your home's electrical system from overheating when there is a surge of power. While it may seem like an inconvenience to replace a broken fuse, remember that the alternative is a potential house fire. More or less, it's a blessing in disguise. You'll need a replacement fuse, a screwdriver, and a flashlight. To fix. Step 1. Turn off the power to the house, find the fuse box, and open it. Depending on the type of box and the location, you might need a flashlight to find it or a screwdriver to take off the casing. Examine the fuse box for signs of damage. A blown fuse may be visible if it is raised above the rest